what would be the best form of application of Herceptin? I mean, it's just enough for a year. It has to be every 3 weeks or weekly.
So the question is one of what's the optimal schedule and duration of Herceptin? I don't know. Does anyone else know? The reality is we had a really interesting trial, the FinHER trial yesterday, that suggested, albeit a very small study of about 200 HER2-positive patients, that if you simply give your Herceptin with your chemotherapy, 9 weeks of Taxotere in this case, that you're getting an effect that looks to be just the same as any of the other studies in terms of the relative risk reduction for relapse. So at the end of the day, I don't know. You've got some conflicting data sets. You've got HERA that says you can get a 50% reduction in recurrence by giving it after chemo for 1 year. And they're going to attempt to decide the 2 versus 1 year question, but you're going to have to hold your breath for 3 years before we get a signal on that point. So I don't know.
If that 9-week strategy were significantly less effective than 1 year, would we even indirectly be able to evaluate that with 200 patients?
I think it's impossible to say, given the design of that particular trial, and it differs so much from all of the other studies, to say that 9 weeks is sufficient. I do think that trial raises a sufficiently strong question that maybe now is the time to enter into a randomized study, Herceptin only during chemotherapy versus up to 1 year. So I think that's a fine point that will take some time to answer.
Do you think patients will go in that study if you do it?
Well, to be honest, most of the studies are giving Herceptin on Q3 weekly intervals now after completion of chemotherapy. It's a pragmatic way. Pharmacokinetically, it should be just as good as weekly administration. And coming in every 3 weeks for an injection of Herceptin is not a particularly onerous problem for many patients. However, the risk could be that the cardiotoxicity could be amplified by continuing the duration of Herceptin. There's reasons to think that Herceptin causes the problem with cardiac dysfunction because of an inability for the heart to repair. That seems to be the mechanism. So if you predispose them to this with anthracycline exposure, inhibit repair for a long time, there potentially could even be a downside to prolonged Herceptin. So I think there's enough of a rationale that the trial should be done. As for whether a woman would choose to go on that trial or not, it's difficult to know. I think in many places around the world it will be driven by the payers, because $7,000 of Herceptin is substantially less than $45,000 of Herceptin. So I think the trial will get done.